The abortion issue is always a controversial one, and each year at least one abortion bill inflames passions among Florida lawmakers as they vet the issue. On Wednesday, that bill was a measure sponsored by Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt of Keystone Heights.
So the purpose of this legislation is to protect unborn children from prenatal discrimination through abortions based on the child's sex or race.
The bill also requires people who perform abortions to sign an affidavit swearing they have no knowledge the procedure was done solely because of the race or sex of the unborn child. If it's found that the provider had known, they could face a third-degree felony and a $10,000 fine. Backers of the bill include the Florida Catholic Conference and Florida Family Action, and opponents of the bill include the American Civil Liberties Union, or the ACLU, and Planned Parenthood. Kelly Dupree of the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood called it a, quote, discriminatory proposal that interferes with a woman's medical decision.
If this bill becomes law, women of color will face racial profiling in the doctor's office. All women will have their motives and character questioned on the exam table. HB 845 is an anti-women's health measure dressed as an anti-discrimination law. I urge you to vote no on this bill.
One lawmaker who was battling with whether to vote no on the bill was Republican Representative Kathleen Passidomo of Naples. She's the vice chair of the House Judiciary Committee, the panel that vetted the bill Wednesday.
I don't like the bill, but I don't like the concept even more. I mean, to me, it is abhorrent that anyone would perform or have an abortion because they don't like the race or the sex of the child. But frankly, I think as a conservative Republican who keeps saying, let's get out of your lives, except when we want to stay in it, I'm concerned about that. And so I will support the bill. But again, these kind of issues are not the kind of things that we should be handling here in the Florida legislature.
Republican Representative Heather Fitzenhagen of Fort Myers agreed that this could be seen as more government intrusion, but unlike Passidomo, she voted against the proposal along with her Republican colleague, Representative Ray Pilon of Sarasota.
As a former law enforcement officer, I think if we're going to really attack criminal activity, we should do it in a criminal manner. Not in a manner that puts a doctor on the spot. I think that's the wrong person to place the blame on.
Intense debate went back and forth between Republicans and Democrats on the abortion bill, and the panel's chairman, Republican Representative Dennis Baxley, tried to calm the waters with an impassioned plea. He urged the fellow members of his committee to put aside their party differences and their pro-life, pro-choice arguments to look at the bigger picture.
I implore you, just make this one tiny step for a little girl. Folks, I have 8 grandchildren. 5 of them are little girls. God forbid that it would be legal for somebody to destroy one of those little girls simply because they were a beautiful little girl. And that's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Can you make that tiny step towards each other?
The bill passed 10-7 with Representative Daphne Campbell of Miami as the lone Democrat to vote for the proposal. And while it may not have changed anyone's votes on that particular bill, Baxley's speech did change the vote of Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz on another abortion measure. It would make it a separate crime to cause or contribute to the death of a fetus that can live outside the womb. Moskowitz says he would rather a plan that would enhance the penalties rather than a separate charge.
Before I heard the chairman speak, I was going to vote against this. But I thought the chairman, quite frankly, gave one of the better arguments I've heard in a long time.
That measure passed 12-4 with Moskowitz and Campbell voting alongside Republicans. But there was one measure that the House Judiciary Committee approved with a unanimous vote. That bill terminates the parental rights of a man who raped a woman and could allow that woman to make the choice herself whether she would have an abortion. All 3 abortion measures now head to the House floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.